place to go.
The first to flee Fidel Castro's communist dictatorship just 100 miles to the south were upper and middle class Cubans, more than 200,000.
They had fled a very turbulent revolution. They hope to one day return. 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 They hope to one day
return. In the 60s, as the Cuban immigration escalated, the state, on its own and under pressure from the federal government, would begin to integrate its public schools, eliminate the segregation barriers that existed in all walks of life. Black citizens felt that finally the state was beginning to recognize the mistakes of its past, acknowledge its complicity in formalizing segregation. And so there was a sense of hope. But the state became caught up in the Cuban immigration, and its attention was diverted and focused on immigration of people from Cuba fleeing communism.
Statewide, there was an undercurrent of change. What was the new Florida going to be?